so well. I've been getting an episode out all the every week.
It wasn't difficult. All you got to do is fill up 20 minutes. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
Oh, that's all I got to do. Okay.
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
That's a time-proven. Big Fabby has 20 minutes, and he manages to do it five times a week.
Yes, he does.
Happy?
Yes.
So.
No, yeah.
What? He does a little ventriloquism?
Yeah.
And some jokes, and he's got all that stuff. That he plays music-wise, intros and to his segments.
Oh, yeah, his intros to
and
segments. Yeah.
Anyways, I don't hear Big Fatty complaining.
Well, no, I don't either.
And Big Fatty goes on, like, holiday to the thing with the hotel and the
to
thing.
To that place.
And then, like, he visits the Hatterina.
He
puts out a show anyways.
You know, he never does.
Why can't you do that?
Why can't I do that?
Why do you have to make everything so complicated?
Well, Sessy.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Anyways, I don't hear Big Fatty complaining.
Well, no.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2877. The BFO for Thursday the 7th of February 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my day, and I'm going to get to some of those voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, returners. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Yo, your returners today, because y'all missing from yesterday's little show was Squeaky Kitty. And Squeaky Kitty has returned. Yes, Big Fatty, I know Miss Kitty is all excited about that. Well, you know Miss Kitty, it doesn't take much to get Miss Kitty excited. But anyway, y'all, before I go any further, I just want to, one little postscript about Mags. Y'all, he had sent an entry in for the number one fan contest for the BFO for 2019. I want to just read it to you. It's a little eerie, y'all. But anyway, y'all, I am overwhelmed at the number of comments and things that people said to Big Fatty about his comments about Mags on yesterday's little show. And y'all, there is a Pride 48 page on the Face Space that if you would like to just go over there and leave some memories or comments or whatever about Mags, you're more than welcome to do that. And y'all, I don't know if you can put pictures over there or not, because you know I don't use the Face Space, but evidently there are quite a few. Big Fatty, are you gonna cough up a furball? No, I'll tell y'all about that in a moment. But y'all, this was Mags's entry. The subject was number two or number three fan. He didn't want to be number one. Big Fatty, it's a burden is what it is. It's like the scarlet letter. It's true. It says, Big Fatty, thank you for helping me start the weekdays for the past few years. I look forward to the remaining days we have, Mags. And y'all, I know that referred to the little show coming to an end at episode 3000. But y'all, it's today it carries a different meaning. And Mags, it was lovely having you with me to the end. It was just wasn't episode 3000. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, now I've got the I've got the crud. Big Fatty, I think it's Papa Throat. Well, it may be.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Today, the 7th of February, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, Big Fatty has met this person many, many, many times at the Pride 48 live events. Y'all, he's from out there in Apple Country. Yes, Big Fatty, Apple Snack Country. He's out there in the Wenatchee, Washington State. And Big Fatty, is Apple Country spelled C-U? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. Anyway, y'all, it is none other. It is none other than the Q-Sledge. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Q-Sledge. It's true, we do indeed. And Big Fatty, are you sure you don't need to go cough up a furball or something? No, I think we'll be okay. But I don't know if Q-Sledge or y'all, Larry. Larry is his real first name. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I don't know if Larry is on the Twitty or the FaceSpace. but y'all, if he is, I want you to wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of apple goody cake. Big Fatty. Forgiven you? Well, if not, but perhaps a spanking is in order. Big Fatty, you made it vulgar. Let's see. After I talked to you yesterday, I'm going to tell you something. I had me a little supper, and y'all, it had some carbs in it, and y'all, I was sitting watching the serious evening news, and y'all, I just couldn't keep my eyes open. And y'all, I just decided by 7:30, I crawled in the love chamber. Now, y'all, I did not go to sleep until after midnight. But y'all, it was so nice just to lay there, and y'all, it didn't get too chilly. It only went down in the low 50s Tuesday night, and y'all on Hump Day, y'all, we set a new record high here in Charleston of I think it was 78 degrees was the record high, and y'all, it's supposed to get into the 80s by the end of the week. So y'all, it's beginning to look a lot. Yes, Big Fatty, look a lot like summer. It is, but y'all got up on Hump Day morning, had my coffee and read the newspaper. Y'all, I read it out on the veranda of the villa, cause you know it hadn't gotten too cold. And y'all, it was nice to be able to sit out there and read the paper. And y'all, then I came in and watched a little bit on the TV machine. Then I was off. I was off for my morning nipple walk. After that, I got my share. And y'all, then with it being Wednesday, you know where I was off to. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty. We hear it. We hear it. Y'all, I was off to the Von Seaston. Y'all, as I was walking in the door, y'all, here comes Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and y'all, they were coming to do their Von's East Senior Citizens Discount Shopping. And y'all, so we exchanged pleasantries. That's when Miss Kitty told me how much he missed Squeaky Kitty being on the little show yesterday. Oh, Big Fatty, that was lovely that he took the time to tell you that. It's true. y'all, they had a pretty good stuff on sale this week. I wanted to get some more of that Mardi Gras, no, the King Cake ice cream, because that brand of ice cream was on sale, but y'all, they didn't have that that flavor, and that is not with a U. Today, so y'all, I got it's a butter candy, y'all. It's like Butterfinger pieces and vanilla ice cream, y'all. It's delicious. y'all, I bought me one baked potato. Y'all, they had the good sourdough English muffins that I like on sale. Buy one, get one free. I got a bag of the chopped Asian solid. Y'all, I picked up some feta cheese crumbles. Y'all, they had little cups of a red grapefruit, no sugar added. I got three of those. They were 10 for $10. Y'all, they had a You Got Parfait on sale this week. I got me one of those. and y'all, then they had some tzatziki, you know, that Greek tzatziki sauce. Y'all, I thought I'd make me a baked potato with some of that tzatziki sauce and then get me some of that gyro meat. And so, y'all, I bought some Greek seasoning. Also, y'all couldn't find the gyro meat anywhere. Big fat, it's because it's hero. Gyro. Gyro. y'all couldn't find it at all. So, y'all, I picked up a pork loin. They were buy one, get one free. I picked that up, and I put it in the cracker pot and put some Greek seasoning on it. So I'm just going to have my baked potato with pork, a Greek-style pork, and tzatziki sauce and feta cheese on it. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. And y'all, they had the good chicken tender submarine sandwich that Big Fatty likes on sale. So I got that. Y'all, I spent $39.56, but a save $18.32. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, then I got back here to the villa, and y'all, I was eating my half of my chicken tender sub, and y'all, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery
date. Yeah! Y'all, yes, I know, and Squeaky Gentleman Caller, this is a good one to get excited about. Y'all, this is my muscly, this is my muscly gentleman caller, and y'all, he was on the dating app, so, I'd like to stop by, is the special chair available? I said, yes, and y'all, he came by, and y'all, I'm just gonna tell you, it doesn't matter what I do with him, y'all. It's just fucking hot as hell. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, it's just fucking hot as hell. Big Fatty, you notice I didn't interrupt you that time because it's just fucking hot as hell.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty Rossi Butler. And this is a message for all those suffering through terrible winters, like Kathy Bacon and Toppy Smelly, and who else lives up that way? Laughing Buddha, all those people. There's a heat wave emergency happening in the southern states of Australia. South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales. Yesterday in a town, now I can't remember the name that it was 118 degrees Fahrenheit, which was 48 degrees Celsius. Can you believe it? So, yeah, Faye Driver, who always complains about the cold and says he loves all hot summer temperatures, imagine that.
Yeah, I guess y'all. Y'all, that of course is Scotty, the little Aussie Battler. Y'all, he's pissed. He's pissed because his entry into the number one fan contest was not accepted by the judges. Of course, it came in a day late and a dollar short. Beef, and I didn't know they were to include a dollar. No, they weren't. But anyway, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, that call came in. The 15th of January, so that tells you how far behind I am. Big Fatty, quit talking and play the next call. Thank you for calling, Scotty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. First and foremost, I'm glad the Hatterina is doing well after her CAT scan. To get some context as to when I'm recording this voice letter, but I am calling with a CVS receipt. It is a little off because the one coupon wasn't applied properly, but I was given the right price. I got a 50-ounce bottle of mouthwash, the kind, unfortunately, that burns the shit out of your mouth, a 16-ounce tub of the really good hand moisturizer or hand cream that I use because of, you know, diabetes and all, and a 50-count package of the lavender makeup removal wipes that I like. And I spent, including tax, $19.25. Mind you, the mouthwash was normally $6.29. The moisturizing cream was $12.99. And the 50 counts of wipes was $10.99. But the receipt for, or the coupon for the mouthwash wasn't playing properly, so they just adjusted it and took 40% off of it. But technically, I saved $12.61. For 41% savings, but if you tack on that $2 that they took off for the mouthwash, I save a little over $14.60. And yeah, so I basically got the mouthwash, or I got the moisturizer cream for free. So yay! All right, love you. Bye.
Yeah, I got to say, y'all, that of course is Princess Hama, and Princess Hama, thank you so much for the call. Be ready. She's probably forgotten. She even called. It's been so long. It has been a while, Princess Hannah. And y'all, I have got, let me just look here. I have got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 more calls in the queue. Fanny. So, y'all, if you've called in the past month, just hang in there. Big Fatty will eventually get to them. But, y'all, Princess Hannah has got the bubonic epizootic right now. She is sick as a dog. Fanny, does that mean she's vomiting on the floor? No. Well, that's how you know when a dog is sick. No, it's just saying. It's not like she's throwing up on the floor like a dog. Fanny, just watch your step. But anyway, Princess Anna, so get better soon. And for the rest of you that have got a little sniffle or whatever, I know Big Ricky is. Is not feeling well either. The ginger bear. So y'all be good out there. Just get well soon. Yes, Big Fatty, you said that perfectly. Well, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Don't forget, Celebrity Big Brother is on tonight. Y'all, in a week, it'll be over. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the old Stink Pot show, and, Sassy, what do you think Big Fatty thinks about his gentleman caller that came by today?
Anyways, I don't hear Big Fatty complaining.
Well, no.
No, Big Fatty, you did not complain at all. Well, you did have your mouth full.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.